This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody Judge, what do you make of that report?
You know, it shouldn't be newsworthy that the government is enforcing the law, but it is newsworthy because this government is so profoundly different from the previous government. The previous government took every opportunity it could, whether it's out of a sense of compassion or a belief that immigrants helped the economy or whatever was motivating President Obama, to look the other way in the face of illegals who, as you just heard John Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security, say, either committed a crime here and went to jail, or committed a crime and didn't yet go to jail, both of which can trigger automatic deportations. So it is newsworthy when the government enforces the law, and that's exactly what's happening.
So you're saying that presidents should not use what President Obama called was prosecutorial discretion.
And I'm saying
that the president can't decide when they will or will not enforce the law. The law is the law, and it has to be enforced by the president. That's his job.
So the president took an oath faithfully to execute his job. James Madison put the word faithfully in the oath to remind presidents they might have to enforce laws with which they disagree. We have given, candidly, not just Barack Obama, but all presidents too much discretion. Their job is, Congress's job is to write the law. Their job is to enforce the law. If they don't like enforcing the law, they should get a new job. There's a whole swath of immigration laws that Barack Obama chose not to enforce. He made the mistake of reducing to writing what he was not going to enforce. That writing was challenged. It was invalidated by the federal courts. But he still didn't enforce the law, even after the federal courts told him he had to.
Judge Napolitano with Martha McCallum, the first 100 days last night. He lays this out. You know, it's what we love about the judge, right? He just lays it out very succinctly, very clearly in English that everyday Americans can understand what is going on here. You know, when it comes to immigration, we had a very compassionate president. And what happens when compassion enters in and you start violating the rule of law is everything gets violated. What they're not considering here is people who are here illegally now have to work in kind of a shadow world. And what operates in the shadow but all kinds of nefarious and illegal things. So, you know, just by design, by not following the law, you compromise everything. Yes, I mean, you get cheap labor, you get a little bit of that stuff going in, but then you get some other labor things that you don't even want to think about in terms of sex slaves and people being abused because they're less than. And they have this sense, this cloud overhead that, you know, if they have a problem, it's not like they can call the police, right? They have to deal with street justice and whoever is controlling that zip code. So, you know, we're very naive in really appreciating the totality of the immigration process. And, you know, we all want to be compassionate, but at what cost? You know, we end up becoming the very thing that we try to avoid. The inconvenient truth gets ignored because it doesn't fit into this theory, kind of this, as they've referred to before, this faculty lounge political process and theoretical process. Well, it's fine to, you know, it's fun to talk about it, but when you start implementing, which, you know, I think this was a true test. You know, I've often tell the kids, and my son has heard this ad nauseum, he goes, Dad, I know. And we're going to get a T-shirt with this. It says, you know, experience defines preference. And the last 8 years under Barack Obama, we have lots of experience, and it defined preference to the point that in November, the people said, we don't like this. We don't like not having the rule of law. And I would say even the immigrants, maybe on the borderline, even those, you know, that wanted to be honest, because I had many conversations with them when you broke it down and they started realizing that their sisters and their daughters were getting caught up in, you know, sex slavery and their young sons were being taken away to be drug mules. because they operated in the shadows. Like, what could they say? It's not like they could call the police, but this is some of the things that are overlooked in this whole process when you don't follow the law. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. It is another day of independent talk right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it's going to be because you and I have deemed it so. You and I, we the people, not the elites, not the ruling class, because they are the ones that got us in this very mess that we're in, the very mess that we're rejecting, the very mess that we acknowledge has us on the wrong track. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I want to get your opinion on this, okay? Give us a shout-out, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And that would include, somebody asked me today, is it okay? Can I recommend somebody that you have? Absolutely. You know, if there's somebody that you know that I should be talking to that you want to hear about, you think that your fellow citizens should be hearing about, by all means, hey, get me the information. I'll track down to get the contact information. That makes it easier as well. But we'll get them on the air to talk about it, because that's what this is all about. It is about you and about bringing on the experts, people that really know what they're talking about. I mean, we've got plenty of shows that are long on opinion and short on facts. And this is the challenge that we have in this information age that we live in. Lots of information flying out there, but you've got to be more discerning. You got to be more than involved and or fall victim like, what was it last night? Was it Tucker Carlson? They had some professor on there saying, well, people are just, you know, they're just too busy. Because they're too busy, they're kind of ignorant, you know. I mean, really suggested they were more than ignorant, but that was kind of their excuse. You can't have that excuse, you know, because what are we turning over? What kind of country are we turning over? You know, we the people need to get activated, kind of like, you know, and I think of many conversations we had with the late Phyllis Schlafly about an activated citizenry. You have to get involved. This is your country. It's not like you, you know, it's a full-time job. You're not getting paid for it, but in a sense you are. Because if you kick back and not do anything, guess what? You got to pay the bills that these guys enact, these ladies and gentlemen that we have elected. And so here we are, $20 trillion in debt, and somehow you think that, you know, the government's not going to come knocking for that money. They have set this up in your name. And one day they're going to come a knocking and saying, okay, pay up, sucker. We need to do this. And regardless of all the programs that you knew by instinct were lousy programs, had no business being implemented, much less us paying for it. You just turned ahead. You turned your head. You said, ah, it's okay. We'll leave it for somebody else.
It's weird how quick they are to enforce their stuff that brings money to them.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Without a doubt. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, California right now, they need a therapist. They need an absolute. In fact, later on, we've got Roshini Rajkumar, who's probably one of the preeminent crisis managers in the country. In fact, she just told me that she just got signed to handle crisis management for the final four. I think it's 2019 that she's handling. So good for her. But she's handled the Minnesota Vikings, others, and Of course, she probably needs, you know, United needs to be calling her. They keep messing this up and not figuring this out. But, yeah, they're just a mess, Scott. I mean, all the money that they, you know, nobody says, well, how did we get in this kind of indebtedness? You know, being a sanctuary city, you know, all these handout programs so that they can get reelected. They're bankrupting their very citizens. But the people in California, they're just kicking back. It's all kumbaya. And meanwhile, their state is being swept out from underneath them. But this is what we have to do across this country. We need to reactivate we the people. We need to let them know that this is unacceptable, as you've heard me say time and again, and I believe this is absolutely key. You need to put the pressure. Go hashtag MAGA, hashtag Donald Trump. Let him know that we want our politicians to experience the very laws that they give us. For example, health care, right? No exemptions. They need to be on the same program. Any tax system is set up. I think we also need to write up some manifesto that says, yes, the president was saying term limits. We need to spell out those term limits. If it's 12 years for senators, maybe 9, 12 years, if you want to say max for representatives. You know, even, and I would even go so far as to even have term limits on the Supreme Court. This till life do you part kind of thing, until death do us part, even in the Supreme Court is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I think it all should be termed out, and let's rotate that out. The other thing is make sure everybody lives under the same laws, and I think these absolute cherry, you know, retirement packages that they get for serving the government for a couple of cycles, and all of a sudden for life they get these deals, Scott? I mean, do you get that at GCN? Does Ted say, hey, Scott, you've been here for a couple of years, we're going to take care of you and your family for the rest of your life?
No comment. Yeah.
And that doesn't make Ted a bad guy. That doesn't make Ted a bad guy. Just what life is. That's what 99% of us, that's what we do. You know, we manage our own retirement. But no, not the government. You know, these guys, we're told that they're just so brilliant. They're so brilliant that they need to have this, you know, this kind of support and this kind of reward. Brilliant how? We're $20 trillion in debt. That's brilliance?
I think that's the big thing. I'd like to actually see, what did you do? What did you do? I mean, I know that it's supposed to be a service, and, you know, the Oklahoma senator got in trouble last week for saying, you know, that, you know, they said that he, somebody made the comment at a town hall that, you know, we pay your salary, and he goes, no, you don't. He goes, I paid more taxes before I got into this. I paid so many taxes that I'm paying my own salary here.
With that stupid comment, I'd ride him right out of town.
Well, that's what they're going to do. But
well, yeah, they should do that because that's idiotic. See, but all this is justification. That is what Zig Ziglar calls that stinking thinking that leads you down a path out of the very job that you're supposed to be doing. This is a service job. You're there to serve, not to be served. But, you know, when you're there and you go to the cocktail parties and you're
around
all the power.
And that's what he said. He says, I'm not doing this because of the paycheck. He goes, I've already paid enough taxes to pay what I'm getting to get paid. He goes, I'm doing this because it's a service to my country.
Right. See,
and that's what he said.
That's delusional. That's what he wants you to believe. Underneath, he already exposed himself. He showed you his artery. And his artery is that it's about him. And he needs to have a Selah moment, as we've been talking about this past week, and hit the pause button and rethink this. But, you know, the thing is, this is his expression. And I can tell you that just like, you know, some silly things that come out of the faculty lounges where people, you know, blather off, this kind of theoretical ridiculousness. And it gets repeated, you know, because they get in the echo chamber and they all think, well, yeah, that's the way it is. I paid a lot of taxes. I paid more taxes. And, you know, they start justifying themselves. You can't justify yourself when you are a servant of the people. You either are a servant of the people or you're not. Can you cut that any other way for me, Scott? I'm going to put you.
Well, I mean, I guess I see what he's saying. And I mean, I understand that they're supposed to be servants of the people, but I think the way that we hold them accountable isn't necessarily that we remind them that they're our servants. I think we remind them that, hey, the laws that you make, you also have to adhere to. Exactly. And I think that's the easiest way to enforce it.
Okay, we got to go to break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yeah, that inconvenient thing called the Constitution, that thing that's supposed to be breathing, and it's adjustable. It's elastic to where I can interpret it how I want it to be.
It can evolve, right? Isn't that the word that they say? Evolved?
That's what our former president said. I mean, here he is, supposedly was a constitutional professor, but his mindset was that
in his worldview was that it could evolve, that it was elastic. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, that basic question. Did the founding fathers really intend what they said? Did they really mean what they said and what they wrote down? I mean, this is the thing about documentation like this. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have anecdotal evidence, but when you have a document, even in a rule of law, they say that words matter so much, but a document matters so much more. Something to that effect, okay? But you know what I mean. Getting back to this congressman, in all fairness, you know, I want to address this a little bit, Scott. You know, in this town hall meeting, this is I think some of these guys are saying, don't let us go home. We don't want to go home. You're going to make us have a town hall, and we got to answer these difficult questions. You know, they're going to want to hold us accountable. And the fact of the matter is people are really, you know, they're upset, and they feel like these congressmen have an easy street here, and this Oklahoma congressman says, in quote, you say you pay for me to do this. That's bullcrap. I pay for myself. And his justification, you know, I mean, he didn't really answer this. I mean, again, talk about crisis management. It's like somebody needs to say, wait a minute, there's a way you've got to look into the question. It may be insulting that somebody would ask you that, but you have to have an answer more than just saying, hey, look, I paid my taxes, you know, and the way in which he responded. Obviously, it didn't hit the mark because what happened? Social media went off the scales on this thing. And then he gets misinterpreted, and here he is probably thinking idealistically, I'm going to go and serve my country. You know, I've got a great company here, or the staff is here, everybody's doing really great. I can go and invest my time into serving, you know, our citizens of Oklahoma, and maybe for all those good intentions. But it seems to me, based on his response here, that he may have gotten infected a little bit by the D.C. Beltway that becomes a bit self-righteous and, you know, and is insulted when people hold them accountable. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of my read on this story, the way it's being reported and the response here by the people. What do you think? Were we being unfair to him?
Well, like I told you in the break, it all comes down to I'd have to see a video and I'd have to hear audio of it. Mm-hmm. Because if, like I was telling you, my bosses could come down right now and ask me to do something. And if they ask me to do it and they, you know, present it in something other than I pay your salary, you have to do what I tell you to do. If I get that, I'd have a much different response mm-hmm. than if, you know, hey, when you have time, can you take care of this? Or, you know, we need to get this done. So if the person asking the question comes across to him as like, you know, if they're kind of a jerk, yeah. I mean, then I think he has every right to respond, respond in kind. And, you know, I don't like what he said, and I don't necessarily agree with what he said,
right.
But at the same time, you know, you attract more bees with honey, as they say. And
he's in the position of authority, and you might question. Some people might say, well, that was a rude statement, you know, by the constituent to say that, to, you know, like to your point, to say to you, hey, we pay your salary.
He's in the position of authority, but then we say that he's our servant.
Yes.
So a servant isn't in the position of authority.
Right. Well, he really isn't. He isn't in a position, but he's in by title, conceivably, he is in a position. But again, this is where we the people are missing the point here, Scott. And this has been our point from day one here. We the people do not understand the authority that we have. And because that operates that way, you get statements like this where somebody says, hey, we pay your salary. Well, you know, that shouldn't be said. But it was said, and worse yet, was the answer back from this congressman that says, whoa, you know, something is out of order here because you're there not to bide your time for a town hall meeting. You're there to give a report on how you've served the people there. And to come back with a statement, it's like, wow, to think that somehow you get a free pass because you've paid your taxes and you've been a participating citizen. That's a given. That's what we all do. We all pay our taxes. You don't get a special bonus. I mean, you can't go in and say, hey, you can't give me a ticket for speeding because I pay my taxes.
Well, and see, that's the other issue I have. I mean, think back to Mitt Romney's tax returns. They said he only paid $3 million that year. Only? That's how we're going to look at that? That's how we get in. That's how we get into this issue where we have $20 trillion in debt, because we look at $3 million and we think that that's chump change. First off, that also tells you how most people feel about their taxes. That tells me that a lot of people aren't actually paying their taxes if they think $3 million taken out of your wages is somehow not enough. That's ridiculous.
And it was all legal, even though Harry Reid suggested it wasn't. And this is why Donald Trump, I mean, frankly, I don't want to see Donald, I don't care to see Donald Trump's deal. I mean, everybody's up in an uproar. I mean, over the weekend, they're, you know, out in Berkeley, they're going ballistic, losing their skulls over this deal, over, you know, Trump's taxes, because they somehow need full disclosure. Well, where were the marches over Barack Obama and all the secretive stuff that he had going? I mean, it is just so hypocritical that because you've got a white president, now you can pigpile on this on him and claim all kinds of dishonesty, which, you know, by the way, you know, we've got a country to move forward here. How is all this bickering and worrying about his taxes? I mean, they didn't understand Mitt Romney's taxes. Harry Reid lied about it. I mean, Harry Reid has left us with so much legacy that you just want to sweep off the bottom of your feet.
Well,
it's disgusting, you know. But, you know, most people don't understand. I mean, how do you understand a tax, you know, somebody's taxes with all those zeros, Scott?
Well, I'd like to see his taxes. I mean, I would, but at the same time, it's the same thing. Look, I don't think asking for taxes is an absurd thing. Just like I don't think if somebody asks you for your birth certificate or an ID, I don't think that's absurd, because I can produce those.
Right.
I can produce all that in a moment's notice.
But what does the law say in terms of when you run for president, what are you? You're not mandated, you know, by the law.
But that's the other thing, is I'd like to see his taxes, but if he tells me that he doesn't want to show them to me, then fine. Okay, I don't need to see him.
Right, because he's not told by the law. I mean, if Congress says, hey, look, we want all our presidents to have full disclosure, birth certificates, Social Security cards, they need to be totally vetted, you know, go figure, because it is amazing, you know, the vetting process comparatively between a congressman and the president of the United States, there's like different standards. It's not the same thing. I know most people think, oh, it's the same. No, it's not. This is why there were so many questions about Barack Obama that remain to this day that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But I find it, you know, quite hypocritical that they're twisting themselves in knots over Donald Trump's taxes, but yet so many passes were given to the previous president.
Well, yeah, and you know, what's
the whole point? You know, people say, well, we want to know if there's conflict here because he's going to do tax reform, and we want to see if Donald Trump's going to get the benefit of the tax reform. It's not Donald Trump doing an executive order, ladies and gentlemen. We got Congress involved. We got senators involved. Everybody's got to be on the same party boat here. So, let's not get ourselves twisted up into a bunch of knots over, you know, trying to, you know, squeeze out a gnat through our teeth here.
You have three branches, and only one of them writes laws. So
supposedly.
Well, and now, and again, I had the issue with the executive orders from Obama, and I have issues with executive orders from Trump for the same reason. You're skipping a part of the checks and balances.
Well, if we the people don't say anything about it, then shame on us, and we will continue to stay on the wrong track. Thank you. Great input, Scott. Good job, buddy. You've been studying. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Upturn in the economy. Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, along with 280 of our affiliates around the world. Be a shortwave, however it is that you connect with us. Welcome. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Ben Kissel is with us right now, a professional podcaster, radio host, and political commentator. Mr. Ben, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I want to get your take. Boy, last week everything was lit up over Sean Spicer's inopportune comments. Obviously, you know, what happens sometimes, and you and I, we can get caught up in this. Sometimes we go into areas that our mouths get ahead of our brains sometimes, you know, and you go, can I take that back? But he was just so convinced that maybe everybody was tracking with him that even when the ABC person tried to, you know, investigator or reporter tried to give him a lifeline, he, no, I don't need that lifeline. No, you need the lifeline. You're not seeing what you've done to the Twitterverse, man. The Twitterverse is going nuts over what you just said, right?
Yeah, in real time. It's
yes.
Very difficult. It's a difficult position, to say the least, right now, being press secretary of the United States, specifically for this administration.
Well, you know, Ben, I got to tell you, I admire Sean's job. I mean, I sit there and I watch how adroit he is on the breadth of topics that he has to handle. And I think anybody in that position, whether it's Sean Spicer, you know, Dana Perino was in that position.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just amazing the topics that they have to handle and be able to do that. And Sean Spicer, in a lot of ways, I mean, I see him do this without notes, basically, and you go, wow, this is impressive. So, you know, here he makes a mistake, and, you know, he realizes and then comes back later, and he's on the apology tour. I mean, this guy can't even go to enough zip codes and cities for people to understand that, look, he regrets what he said. Enough already. Let's go, you know?
And of course, we're referring to the notion that Assad was worse than Hitler because Assad gassed his own people and Hitler did not. And obviously, we all have a historical understanding of what happened during World War II, specifically with German people of Jewish descent, of the Jewish faith. So obviously, he misspoke. I think what plays into a larger narrative that sort of Donald Trump has been combating ever since he got into office, because he does have support from that so-called alt-right, which is sort of your more white nationalist, group of thinkers. And, of course, they're very isolationist and obviously not at all happy with Donald Trump right now with his foreign intervention in Syria. And who knows what's going to happen coming up here in North Korea. So it plays into that larger narrative that the Trump administration is anti-Semitic. Of course, Donald Trump has sort of ousted Steve Bannon for all intents and purposes, and Jared Kushner is now in his ear along with McMaster and Mattis. And of course, this notion that Donald Trump is anti-Semitic is completely beyond the pale. Ivanka Trump converted to Judaism. Obviously, Jared Kushner, a devout man of Jewish faith. So, Sean Spicer, he did misspeak, he misspoke, and he had many opportunities to fix the problem that he did not. But I think the media really got their claws into it because of this sort of notion that the alt-right propelled Donald Trump into the White House.
Yeah, any time that they're so anti-Trump, Ben, as you know, is that there's no sense of reason. It's just an emotional reaction to pounce, and that's what it is.
And of course, in this situation, this is just such perfect news fodder, specifically for social media, Twitter and Facebook. In the 24-hour news cycle, this is everything. You have the salacious, allegations regarding Assad. We bring up World War II. We have Hitler involved. It's kind of a perfect storm for the media. And sadly, I do believe, given the current state of affairs worldwide, a total distraction from significant issues.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We missed the point in all this. I mean, what Assad did. I mean, all of a sudden it gets drowned out because of all this. I mean, what he did to his own people is hugely significant.
I mean, they made Sean Spicer out to be worse than Assad in many ways.
Exactly.
He got worse press than the man who actually did gas his own people. So the mainstream media and social media as well, there is nothing keeping them and holding them accountable. And it's this click-based society. I call it monetized lies, where people, the website that gets the most clicks gets the most advertisements. And in order to get those clicks, you have to run with these really bombastic, hyperbolic stories about how Sean Spicer was arguing that the Holocaust didn't happen. That's how far some people went with stretching his misstep.
Well, and as you say, Ben, here a couple of weeks ago, I think it was 60 Minutes, did this expose on these purveyors of fabrication and fake news. They just came out and said, yeah, that's our job. It's what we do. We made a lot of money during the campaign in putting up these kind of stories. So there it is. They throw the bait out there. People jump on it, and they've not only made money on it, they've monetized it, and now some of the alt-left is weaponizing it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, so now, what's it called, Antifa? This group of maniacs out there dressed like ISIS. I'm not sure why everyone seems to be getting their fashion trends by the fascist organization known as ISIS, but that seems to be the common trend right now. Both the left and the right have been willful victims in falling for misinformation and confirmation bias. And they oftentimes will go to news sources that might not outright lie, but not show or present the other side or not get any rationale for another person's beliefs. And that's what we're seeing play out on the streets on a regular basis, as we saw with the March March, which just erupted into violence from both sides of these extreme groups.
Ben, 99%, let's just say close to 100% of those people, if they saw Donald Trump's taxes, they wouldn't even know what it meant.
The only time that Donald Trump has had his taxes released was in the 2005 tax returns that Rachel Maddow announced on her show, and it made him look good. It proved he paid $38 million a year in taxes, and this is one of the funny things to me. I mean, I do not support Donald Trump in many, many, many ways, but when it comes to the taxes argument, I believe that this man probably followed the law to a T because he has a team of lawyers constantly working on his taxes. And if he took advantage of loopholes in the U.S. tax code, it's legal to do, and we can't blame a man for understanding and navigating the world that he's given.
Exactly. Well, look what happened with Mitt Romney. I mean, here it is. Sure. You've got the leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, lying and misrepresenting to the people Mitt Romney's taxes, and he chuckles about it. He says, well, he didn't get elected anyway, and he did this from the well of the Senate. I mean, is nothing sacred anymore, Ben?
No, honestly, it is not. And I think that's really unfortunate. This 2016 news cycle, if I had a child, I wouldn't have allowed them to watch it. I mean, that's how in the muck we are right now, and that's how vulgar everything is. And both sides, you know, as we saw with what happened with Neil Gorsuch, with the Democrats saying, well, the Republicans didn't let us pass Merrick Garland, so now we're going to do the exact same thing. And then next thing you know, we have to use a nuclear option, the Republicans. I mean, both sides are acting, quite frankly, like children. And I think the adults in this country, the American working people, are sick and tired of it.
Well, the American working people need to speak up here, Ben. They need to get activated. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. They serve at our behest, not the other way around. But if the people aren't going to exercise that right, that rightful authority and position they have, we're going to continue to have more of the same. And that's going to hold us back and keep us off track, my humble opinion.
I agree, and it's on us as well to listen to those rational voices. You know, working in the entertainment industry, it's got to be polar. It's got to be left or right. There is no room for rational opinion, and the majority of the people in this country are rational thinkers.
Exactly.
And we need to let those voices be heard, and we need to start propping up those individuals, whether it be on mainstream media or on social media. And at the end of the day, it needs to become a lucrative opinion to be rational once again in this country.
Well, Ben Kissel, thank you for your rational opinion and perspective. Always welcome here. I'm Bill Martinez Live, professional podcaster, radio host, and political commentator. Ben Kissel out of New York City. Thank you, Ben.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This message is brought to you by GSK. Vaccine-preventable diseases such as meningococcal disease or meningitis are continuing to impact our communities, including young adults, who are at a higher risk for meningitis due to close contact with each other. This includes sharing drinks, kissing, and living in close quarters. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. Paralympian, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 will suffer lifelong impact. Take 5 minutes to talk to your doctor and ask about the 2 types of vaccines that together help protect against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, look, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to you, okay? Self-reliance, big thing. That's what we have to say to the millennials right now is that, look, there's a lot happening here in this country and a lot of opportunity. And you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out because you think somehow it's owed to you and it doesn't require hard work. It doesn't matter. It's going to require hard work. And the thing is, see, immigrants come here and they go, whoa, this is incredible. You mean I can do all this stuff here? And but you only got 10 cents in your pocket. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I can do this, let me have at it. I mean, compared to where I came from, where I could only barely dream about something like this, and now it's available here in this country, I love the United States of America. But, our kids have been given a bunch of manure and led to believe that somehow they're entitled and somebody else is stealing their jobs. Well, look it. Hey, the one thing about the starting pistol is everybody can hear that starting pistol. When you hear that starter's pistol, that means you got to get up and rolling and get at it. And this is what's happening right now in this country. There's that opportunity where people are coming to the starting line and there's some want to fuss and worry about all this other stuff that doesn't really help them. And they're distracted and they're going to miss out on an opportunity. But enough said about that because it's time for the good news girl, Samantha Mills-Mao, who is with us. Yes, she gives us all these viral videos that have been lighting up the Internet. And you got a bunch for us this week, huh?
I do. I have quite a few. And I actually wanted to comment on what you were just saying, about immigrants having the opportunity. My husband's Chinese and his parents moved here when he was 12 and his dad was a dishwasher and they were just thankful to be in America. You know, it took them years to go through the process. His dad had to come first and you've never seen anybody more patriotic or thankful to be here than his parents. You know, it's an amazing thing. So,
well, can he help us out with the Koreans right now?
I know. Get him to talk to us, like hook us up.
Yeah, hook us up. Let's get. You know, forget about Dennis Rodman. Let's just talk to Kim Jong Un. You know, I promise we go. We won't make fun of his haircut. You know, we were talking about this the other day. It's like, who came up with this hairstyle? I mean, it's not like it's so fashionable. Everybody loves it that you go there in North Korea. Everybody's got a haircut like his. It's probably written in the law that you can't duplicate that hairstyle. Number one. Number two is I would hate to be his hairstylist because. I mean, it's got to. Oh, you look terrific. I mean, because if he thought for a second he didn't look terrific, I mean, we'd be looking at another hairstylist, right?
I would think so for sure. And then, don't mention my name. It's okay.
That's right. Well, you know, that's a great story about your husband, and your husband's a doctor. I mean, look what
that's
his
right.
father set into motion, and hard work. It's you come here. This still is the land of opportunity in the midst of all this controversy and stuff. But, and we were talking a little bit about this earlier with Scott and I, about the temperament of people and being entitled and self-righteous and all that. Look at, all that stuff is a distraction. It's all a bunch of noise. Go out there, do the best you can, work hard for yourself and for your family. And, hey, maybe your son will grow up to be a doctor as well, or, God forbid, an attorney. Just kidding. I didn't mean to say that. Just kind of slipped out. I'm sorry. But, hey, why not? Just as long as, never mind.
As long as they're.
I'm going to get myself deeper in trouble. I'm going to sound like Sean Spicer here in just a moment. I'll have to go on the 24/7 tour that nobody will believe that I was really sincere in apologizing. Hey, you got 45,000 Easter eggs that drop from the sky. The kids are going nuts. I mean, 45,000. Do we have a lot of cracked eggs? This is like a bombardment on these kids. What's all this about?
This is the coolest thing. You heard about the egg roll yesterday at the White House.
Well, everything's a controversy. President Trump, they can't do anything right. They want to make a controversy. New York Times went crazy over this. It's like, come on, really? This is an Easter egg roll.
It's just the most innocent thing ever. But this is actually in Ottawa. This is an egg drop. And what they did is they had a helicopter to drop 45,000 plastic Easter eggs filled with like 100,000 pieces of chocolate from the sky.
Oh, wow.
They just poured it out and the kids were chanting like, drop the eggs. Drop the eggs. And it had to be an amazing sight to witness, to see these like 40,000 eggs just come pouring out of this helicopter. There was about 3,000 kids there. And it was organized by a nonprofit group called We Heart Ottawa. I am just fascinated.
And fun was had by all. Nobody got damaged. We didn't offend somebody. We didn't violate the eggs in any way. It was all good. Well, that's great.
It seems like it was just pure joy.
Good for the Canadians. Why not? It reminds me, Scott, remember that, WKRP deal when they dropped the chickens? Remember the chicken drop thing? It was turkeys for Thanksgiving. Remember that? Did you watch that?
I do not remember that.
You're too young for that. It was hysterical. It's a hoot. You got to look it up.
Turkeys can't fly, can they?
Well, they dropped the turkeys. They created this big mess. They dropped the turkeys from the plane. It's hysterical. Anyway.
Can turkeys fly? I didn't know they could.
Well, not very far, but it's just, you got to see the bit. I'm telling you, because I cannot do it justice. But you will laugh your crazy head off. It's just hysterical.
They must fall with style, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Here's the second one here. A mysterious stranger buys $1,300 worth of ice cream for every single customer. The receipt was 7 feet long. $1,300 worth of ice cream?
This is really cool. This ended up happening. This is down in Texas, and he's a legendary Good Samaritan now, known only as Mr. Greg. And apparently he popped into this little ice cream shop called Sweet Sammy's, and he just actually was in a rush at first. He was like, can I just validate this $20 parking? Mm-hmm. And the staff was so nice to him and so accommodating that he's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay. I'm going to pay for the next $100 worth of customers' ice cream. And then he ends up staying, and he pays up to $500, and then he keeps going up to $1,000. He ends up paying $1,300. The receipt is 7 feet long. Pays for ice cream for people all night. He hung out with the employees, and then he gives every employee a $100 tip at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually going to, he's become such a legend, they're going to frame this 7-foot-long receipt so they can remember this awesome night that Mr. Greg came in and just paid for everybody. It just became a whole event. And it's just really interesting that, it was like he went from being in a hurry to stopping and being like, let me just, and, people will talk about that forever. I'm sure that, that one act of kindness, it's just buying somebody some ice cream, but it's the mood that he set.
Exactly.
Down there in Texas and Sweet Sammy's.
Sweet Sammy's. Had to be Sweet Sammy's, huh? That's great. I love it.
Great name for a store.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And what a treat for everybody. And speaking of tips, you got a waitress gets a $400 tip.
That's right.
And that was just the first surprise. So what else happened?
That's right. Kayla Shandera, actually, she works as a waitress in Hawaii, and an Australian couple came in last week, and she was just telling them that she had moved there to go to school, but she was working a lot, and, she wasn't able to go to school yet. So on a $200 bill, they left $400 tip. And so that was just the beginning. They had told her where they were staying, you know, just talking to her. And so she sent them some flowers and a thank you card just to say how much she appreciated the tip. And they ended up paying off her $10,000 student loan debt so she can go back to school.
Wow.
So it was one of those things. They said, just work and do your best. And, you know, that, you know, just take. And she said at first she wasn't going to even take the payment because it was just so overwhelming to her. But they just wanted her to do something good with her life. And they obviously see a lot of potential in her. So good for her.
What a blessing. And for the customers to even to participate in this. You know, this is something that my son shared with me the other day. And he talked about people losing their blessing. And the way he said this, I mean, I said, wow, David, what a great observation on your part. That people sometimes just miss the blessing. And the blessing goes both ways, being blessed and blessing. And it's just a blessing lost. And the way he said that, I thought, wow, that's a very cool observation. 60 Minutes, an eye doctor's curing blindness, giving away
that's
books.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay, so this is actually...
Hey, if he walks on water, he better be careful. You know what happens next. Right?
Well, there's two doctors, Dr. Sandhu Gruitt and Dr. Jeff Tabin. And... Mm-hmm. They claim to actually have restored, like, reverse blindness for more than 4 million people already, which I just thought was an astonishing number in itself. I'm like, how would you do that? I mean, they are removing the cataracts. And so if people donate money, they'll be given the book called Second Sons, which is about their story and their quest to cure blindness. I just thought that is, that's miraculous. You know, it's a simple procedure to remove the cataracts, but if you don't have access to it, it's an impossibility.
Exactly.
And vision, something we know.
Is so they're operating in all these third world countries kind of thing, Sam? Are they in third world countries?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. They travel to Burma and different places like that, just traveling around the world, helping different
people. Can you imagine these people? They can't see. All of a sudden they go in, you know, like you say, a simple procedure. And these doctors, bless their heart, giving of themselves, and people can see. I mean, wow. I mean, their reward is just that. Forget about payment. You know, don't give me a chicken or, you know, a turkey that you thought could fly. Yeah, turkeys don't fly. But you'll find out when you look that thing up. It's hysterical, these guys. Well, at least they weren't frozen turkeys they threw out. I mean, you can imagine.
That's true. That would be dangerous.
Yeah, but it was it's the whole scene. It's hysterical. You think it's the Hindenburg one more time? All these turkeys, the devastation taking place. Only the way that WKRP can do it. Okay, whale rescued from fishing nets, puts on show for tourists off the coast of Cornwall. We got just about 20 seconds, so we got to talk fast.
Sure. There's a 45-foot, 20-ton whale named Doris that's off the coast of Cornwall. She was rescued from the ropes last month, and whenever she saw the ships going by, she actually jumped out of the water like 25 times, putting on a show, showing her gratitude. So I feel like that whale knew they rescued her and saved her from potential death. And
hey, this is why we call her the Good News Girl, Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live.
Washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.